What did you go out to the desert to see? What is it that you're looking for? It's an incredible moment. John the Baptist has gone to prison. He stands against Herod. He's telling him how he should actually live a moral life, since he is supposed to be the example for the people. And his responsibility to the rulers to actually be an example for his people. And in response, Herod takes his advice so well that he throws him in jail for it. So, you know, you can tell he's really open to being criticized. And so he sends his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one? Are you the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who is to come, the promised Savior?" And what is Jesus' response? He says, "Don't take my word for it. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what's happening. What do you know what's going to happen when the Messiah arrives? You're going to see all these incredible sights, like the lame walking, blind regaining sight, lepers are cleansed, the deaf can hear, the dead are raised, and the poor don't just have good news proclaimed to them, they have the good news proclaimed to them." This remarkable and beautiful moment where we see that it's all coming to fulfillment just like it was promised. This incredible moment where it all comes together in this great and beautiful reality. What is it they came out to see? Jesus stops. He's asking, "What is it that you're looking for? What is it that you expect to witness? You went out to see John the Baptist in the desert. What were you looking for? Were you looking for just plants that happen to grow in the desert? I mean, that already happens. Were you looking to see someone who dressed really fancy but lived out in the middle of nowhere? I doubt that very much. John dressed in the side of a camel. You know, it's camel's hair and a leather belt. He kind of looked like a madman. He ate locusts and wild honey. He's eating bugs and fighting bees for his food. I'm not talking about wild honey that you buy at a farmer's market. I mean literally fighting bees to get your food and then eating bugs in the meantime in between. This is not an appealing person from a physical standpoint. This is not an attractive thing to go out and look at. This isn't like going to witness one of the seven wonders of the world and marveling. No, this is looking to see a crazy man in the middle of a crazy place. I mean, that's how strange would that really be? What is it that you're actually looking to see? You're looking for a prophet. They're looking for this prophet, this genuine one that they're supposed to see. As we approach Christmas, it begs the question, what is it that you're looking for? What is it that you hope to see? You know, we sit in our church and we remark at the fact that Christmas is a preparation for the arrival of the Prince of Peace, that Christmas is a reminder to us that we want peace on earth and goodwill towards men, and they aren't just clever catchphrases and bumper stickers that we put on our cars, but something we should be living and witnessing in so many ways. And yet we can see peace on earth and goodwill towards men on their bumper as they cut us off and try and take that last parking sticker, or that last parking spot, you know? We see them wearing joy to the world on their shirt as they try and wrestle that last item away from us so that they can get the perfect present for their kid and strip it out of anyone else's hand. We have this weird sort of tension between the two realities where we're supposed to be bringing joy to the world while we try and kick in the door. I mean, it kind of makes an odd sort of dichotomy. It fascinates me even more. I regularly am forced to ask the question when people tell me that they think Mass is boring. I always ask the question, what is it that you're looking for? And of course, most people will stare at me blankly, like I'm supposed to know the answer to that question, like it's self-obvious. But I just asked genuinely, I said, if you find Mass boring, answer me this. What is it that you're looking for that you find disappointing? What is it that you didn't get that you were expecting that you find so disappointing? I still remember the first time I watched the movie Braveheart. If you've seen Braveheart, I know it's a little violent, I know it's a little long, but it is rated as a great movie in so many ways. I saw it long after it was actually out. I think it was 5 or 6 years after it came out. I saw it for the first time. And coincidentally, I actually saw it with someone who also had never seen it before. So the two of us watched this movie, more than 5 years old, and we watched this movie. And at the end of it, I turned to him and I said, "Well, what did you think?" And he said to me, "I thought it was awful. There were no lasers, there were no spaceships, and there were no aliens. It was just an awful movie." And of course, if those were his expectations going in, it's going to be a really disappointing movie because Braveheart has none of those three elements. It's going to be a giant disappointment. It begs the question, what are we looking for? And we've reached this moment within the Advent season. We have reached our Gaudete Sunday, where we wear rose, where we light the rose candle. Yes, rose, not pink. Remember, it's rose, not pink. But it might match my cheeks, but my cheeks are pink. They're rose. You know, it's not just an everyday event. But in fact, that moment of great celebration, Gaudete, is to rejoice. This Gaudete Sunday, we are supposed to rejoice because we are now nearer to salvation than we have ever been. We're so close to the end. Christmas is only 2 weeks away. That shouldn't fill us with panic or dread or fear or a list of all those things that we don't have ready yet, but actually should fill us with hope and anticipation and joy at the incredible wonders that are so close to us. Usually it's not this far away. I mean, Christmas 2 weeks away, Gaudete Sunday, is as far away as it actually can be. I mean, usually it's at least a little closer, but usually I like to tell people we're less than 2 weeks away, but as it is this year, it's the longest it is. So, but we are so very close to salvation. But what are you looking for? Because if we're looking for everyone on the road to be nice to us, that probably won't happen. If we're looking for every single person that we encounter in the day to have simple common courtesy, it probably won't happen. But if we're looking for a Savior who does in fact bring peace to earth, who does in fact offer salvation, who by his very existence is a reason to have joy in the world, well, then it is that we have this focus, that we're drawing ourselves closer to our Lord. These final 2 weeks before Christmas, I want to challenge you to be a little less concerned about whether or not we have all the decorations perfectly in place. Be a little less concerned about whether we have all of the Christmas dinners and Christmas meals planned out with a perfect tea, and a little less concerned about who's going to start the next fight at Christmas. It'll happen, just let it happen, you know? It's kind of like snow. It'll come whether we're ready for it or not. And consider a little bit more the great gift of who is about to come into our hearts. Consider the great love that is witnessed by our Father in Heaven, who would love us so very much that he would send us a Savior.